lot more space on this podium than the other one. It's a great privilege to be able to share with you today.
这是我很大的荣幸跟弟兄姊妹分享。
And it's also a fearful thing, not only because it's my first time, but also because false teachers undergo greater condemnation.
这也让我很惧怕，不光是我这次我第一次分享，而且这个错误的教师会受很大的惩罚。
You might have noticed that you're probably wondering why we ended communion so early today.
你大概也许会觉得奇怪，为什么今天我们擘饼聚会这么早结束
？It's because I asked our brother Jianli to end a little earlier than usual because I was afraid that we wouldn't have enough time.
因为我怕讲不完，所以让建立给我多点时间，让他多点时间来讲道。
So we're studying. Well, first, please turn with me to your Bibles in Revelation 2.
把到圣经翻到启示录第二章。
We're continuing our study through Lord Jesus' letters to the seven churches in Asia Minor.
继续学习耶稣在启示录向七个教会所说的话。
And we find ourselves in chapter 2, verse 18. This is a letter through John to the church of Thyatira.
这是借着约翰向推亚推拉教会所写的书信。
Excuse me, just one moment. Okay. This is the fourth church in the list of seven letters.
在七个教会里面，这是第四个教会。
It is a church, possibly the smallest church in the smallest of the seven cities.
在这个七个教会的里面，可能是他们其中最小的，也可能七个城市里面一个最小的城市。
However, it received the longest letter out of the seven.
但是他收到了一个最长的书信。
By way of introduction, let me just say that no two churches are the same.
我来这样介绍说，没有任何的两个教会是完全相同的。
I haven't been to that many churches throughout my lifetime, but we open different doors to very different environments.
我自己个人没有去过很多的教会聚会，但是在每个教会，它的环境、它的好像方法都不同。
They have different worship styles, different music.
它有不同的敬拜的方式，不同的音乐。
Different programs,
不同的节目程序
and different emphasis on theology.
它也不同对圣经的理解有不同的重点。
And that's okay, but very sadly and most importantly, the churches differ in how they deal with the matter of sin.
但是这都是无所谓的，但是很重要一点，对罪这件事情，每个聚会处理的方法不同，是让我们很伤心的。
Many churches they compromise or marry the world and bend over backwards for their culture.
许多的教会与这个世界联合去妥协去容忍。
For example, there was a study done by Duke University in 2012.
在2012年，杜克大学有这样的。调查。
It was a study about church membership, and they found that 48% of churches in America.
对于社会的会员，在48%。
They welcome homosexuals, gays and lesbians as members of the church.
他欢迎这些同性恋的人成为教会的会员。
And 26.3%.Is open to them taking leadership positions.
26.3%也欢迎他们去参加可以做领导的工作。
11 years ago.
这是11年发生的事情。
I don't want to know what the numbers are like today, but it's not good.
我们不知道今天的统计是怎样，我想不会比以前更好。
And our letter today deals with a similar issue.
我们今天也来对面面对同样的问题。
So let's first read the letter to that church to get it in our, so that we have it in our minds. Revelations chapter 2, starting in verse 18 to to the end of the chapter.
我们从这个启示录第二章十八节读到最后。
Since I'm speaking English, I'll read first in English, and then Brother Paul and everyone else can read in Chinese.
我先用英文读一遍，其他的请弟兄姊妹一起用中文读。
Revelation 2, verse 18. To the angel of the church in Thyatira write, These are the words of the Son of God, whose eyes are like blazing fire, and whose feet are like burnished bronze. I know your deeds, your love, your faith, your service, your perseverance, and that you're now doing more than you did at first. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servant into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. Behold, then, I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely, unless they repent of her ways. I will strike her children dead, and then all the churches will know I am he who searches hearts and minds. And I'll repay each of you according to your deeds. Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teachings and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you except to hold on to what you have until I come. To the one who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. That one will rule them with an iron scepter and will dash them to pieces like pottery, just as I have received from authority from my Father. I will give that one the morning star. Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
好，中文我们一起来。你要写信给推雅推拉的教会的使者说，那眼目如火焰、脚像光明铜的神子说，我知道你的行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你容忍让那称自己先知的妇人耶洗别教训我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。我曾给他悔改的机会，他却不肯悔改他的言行。看那，我要叫他病卧在床，那些与他行淫的人若不悔改所行的，也要叫他们同受大患难。我又要杀死他的党类，叫众教会知道我是检查人心肠肺腑的，并要照你们所行的报为你们个人。至于你们推啊推拉其余的人，就是一切不从那教训，不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们，我不将别的担子放在你们的身上，但你们已经有的总要持守，只等到我来。要得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我赐给他们权柄制服列国，他必用铁杖管辖他们，将他们如摇匠的瓦器打得粉碎，像我从我父领受的权柄一样。我要把晨星赐给他，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
There are no shortage of instances in the New Testament where Jesus wants his church pure.
在新约的教会、新约的圣经里面，耶稣希望他的这个教会是圣洁的。
You remember the first time that the church was mentioned was in Matthew 16, when Jesus said, "You are Peter. On this rock, I will build my church."
记得在马太福音第十六章那里说，这个耶稣对彼得启示，我要在这个磐石上建立我的教会。
Does anyone remember what the first instruction given to the churches was?
你记得他们对教会的命令是什么吗？
Chapter 18 of Matthew. Don't turn to it, but
在第十八章那里
it was about church discipline.
在这个圣经中对教会的这个治理
He said, Jesus said, you know, if your brother sins against you, go point it out to him, and if he repents, you'll won him over.
如果有弟兄得罪你，直接跟他说，你得着他，得着你的弟兄。
If he would not listen, take one or two other brothers and confront him.
如果你他不愿意听，你就再叫两三个弟兄跟他劝诫他。
If still no go, tell the church and let the church help handle it publicly.
如果这个他还继续不要顺从的话，就告诉教会，教会就在在使用权柄来处理这件事情。
If he or she then still don't listen,
如果他还不愿意听的话
，then treat him as you would a Gentile or tax collector. In other words, treat him as you would an unbeliever.
就把他们当作没有信主的一样。
One more in Acts 15. There was a group of Gentile believers who were being harassed by the Judaizers, who said they need to be circumcised.
在这个使徒行传第十五章的时候，一群这个外邦的基督徒受到犹太教的跟从犹太教的逼迫，他说你们也要受割礼。
And we remember there was a Jerusalem council there, right? And they gave some instructions to them.
在那里耶路撒冷有个耶路撒冷的会议，就给他们一些的建议。
And this was their first instruction. You don't need to do that, but it seemed good to us and to the spirit that you should stay away from idols and sexual sin.
Yeah, 在这里耶路撒冷会议说你们要离开拜偶像和这个情欲上的败坏。
You would do well to avoid those things. In other words, God cares about the purity first and foremost.
神很看重人的圣洁，要离开那些偶像和情欲的东西。
With that backdrop, let's look at the text for today and the self-introduction.
根据这样的背景，我们看今天的经文和耶稣他自己对自己的介绍。
Since it's a fourth church, by now we all know that the way he describes himself, each letter's vision of Christ is pretty much telling of his relationship and attitude to the church.
在每次耶稣在自己介绍自己的时候，就讲到他自己的态度和他对教会的看法。
Verse 18.
在十八节那里说
To the angel in church of Thyatira write, these are the words of the Son of God.
这里说这是神子所说的。
If you remember in chapter 1, it actually didn't say Son of God.
在第一章那里并没有说神之子。
It said Son of Man.
讲到人子。
But for unknown reasons, or I guess Jesus wants to emphasize here, that he is the Son of God, not Son of Man.
在这里他没有讲到人子，而讲到神子，这是什么原因呢？
Whenever Jesus said Son of Man, it emphasized his maybe humanity, his sympathy.
当讲到他是神人子的时候，讲到他的人性，讲到他的怜悯。
But our guess here is that he addresses himself as Son of God to highlight his divine nature.
讲到神，讲到神子的时候，讲到他的属天的性格和他的能力。
If we move on, it says eyes like blazing fire or flaming fire.
他的眼如火焰，眼目如火焰。
This is like a laser-focused, piercing sight.
讲到他眼睛如激光一样，可以穿透一切。
I trust we all understand that. God, nothing is hidden before God.
我们都明白，没有任何东西在神眼中可以隐藏的。
You can fool other people, but you can't fool God. Every inclination of our hearts, every thought, He knows.
你可以骗其他的人，但是你不能骗神。所以我们的心思意念，我们的动机，神都知道。
So, Son of God, blazing fire eyes, and last one is, He's got feet like burnished bronze.
他的眼如火焰，眼目如火焰，他的脚如锻炼的铜，光明的铜。
If I remember correctly, this is the only time where in the New Testament where these words are used.
这是如果我记得清楚的话，这是第一次在新约中用这样的词。
It has like an idea of highly polished, highly brilliant, pure metal.
这里讲到一个完全的、光亮的、纯的一个金属。
The imagery you can think of is stomping in judgment.
讲到用脚踩，而且是审判。
Do you think these three things reveal a friendly face, a friendly approach?
这里讲到是一个很友善的面目吗？
To me, frankly, it's downright terrifying.
这里并不是一个友善的，而且让我们可畏惧的。
To see Jesus Himself stomping towards your church.
看到耶稣基督这样一步一步的走向你的教会。
If you're sitting there and that letter is being read next Sunday, I would assume that it would be shocking to everyone.
如果是你坐在那里，每个周日像你这样读的话，你想你里面是十分震惊的。
Before we continue, so that's the way he introduced himself. But before we continue, let's talk about the city for a moment.
我们先介绍一下这个城市。
Thyatira, it's about 30 miles each way between last time's Pergamum and next time's Sardis.
那推亚推拉是在上次我们讲到的别加摩和下面的一个撒迪教会之间。 中间差不多30里的路程。
As I said, it's the smallest of the seven cities, and it's situated in like a long valley.
它坐落在这是最小的一个城市，坐落在一个山谷的里面。
It had no natural defenses because of where it was.
它的地理位置让它没有任何可以防御。
And so it became a really easy target, you can imagine, for enemies whenever they came.
常常受到敌军的攻击。
If you look at its history, which I'm not very good at, but if you look at the history of that city, you see repeated instances of destruction, rebuilding, destruction, rebuilding.
在这个历史中，它常常被敌人摧毁又重建，摧毁又重建。
Someone comes along, they devastate that place, and then move on to Pergamum.
那敌人来了，在那里摧毁那个城市。 就到别加摩去。
It's almost like bait or a buffer for Pergamum while their troops got ready.
那就是就像别加摩的诱饵一样，看到敌军来了，在那里攻击他，别加摩自己去预备好防御。
It wasn't until 190 BC when the Romans came in and introduced this thing called Roman peace or Pax Romana.
在那个罗马来了。 在主前190年，罗马来了之后，就把罗马的这个和平带到这个城市里面。
300 years before the letter was written.
在这是这本书大概300年之前写的，发生的事情。
And it was during that time that Thyatira flourished.
在那个阶段，这个推亚推拉兴旺起来。
In fact, it became a commercial center for many things, many trades.
它成为了一个商业的地方
，like a wool, leather worker, metal worker, maybe even slave selling.
像羊毛，像这个金属，还有一些其他的，甚至卖奴隶。
And also for dyes, dye, dye.
那就是染料。
They made it from some kind of snail or some kind of root.
从那里面一些的蜗牛提炼出来的染料。
Do brothers and sisters remember who was the first convert in Europe?
你知道在这个欧洲第一个得救的是谁吗？
Or Macedonia, if you want to call it.
或者 Macedonia 第一个得救的是谁吗？
Acts 16:14.
在使徒行传第十四章第十四节。
Acts 16:14. There was a woman by the name of Lydia.
十六章十四节是莉莉亚。
She was from Thyatira. The Lord opened her heart and responded to what Paul was saying, and her whole family was baptized.
她是从推亚推拉的人，那保罗，借着保罗，她可以得救。
She was probably in Philippi.
她在腓立比。Sorry.
Oh, she was probably in Philippi for business.
她在那里腓立比那边做生意。
And then went home after she was saved.
他回家就得救了，回家之前得救了。
So it was not, it is not impossible that she was the one who planted that church.
也很有可能他回到自己的城市里面建立了那个教会。
Of course, it also could have been Apostle Paul and his influence in the entire region of Asia Minor when he spent those 2 years in Ephesus.
也有可能是保罗和他自己的影响啊，在那边的弟兄姊妹建所建的教会。
Before we move on to verse 19, there's something else you need to understand about the city.
在我们进到第十九节的时候，我们还需要了解一下这个城市。
External sources tell us that no other city in that region, in the general region, had so many what's called trade guilds. Guilds.
在那里面有很多的guilds 什么叫工会是吧？商会。
Google Translate.
行会。
行会。
商会差不多。
I think there's a better word for it. You can think of it as like a labor union, like the unions.
在那里好像是一个工会一样。
People doing the same trade or occupation or type of occupation band together to make business.
他们做同样生意的买卖的就聚集在一起。
Now, there's nothing wrong with that in itself, right? But in a pagan society,
这样聚集并没有什么问题，但是在一个一个怎么说呢？远离主的这种情况社会里面。
Yep, in a pagan. So each guild actually defined their own guardian god that they worshipped.
在这个拜假神的这样的社会的里面，那每一个行会都有他自己的假神。
And their god supposedly gave himself to serve them for their betterment.
那他们自己所拜的那个假神来帮助他们。
So as a, if you're part of that guild and you work there in Thyatira.
如果你在那个行会里面，你必须在那个在推亚特拉必须在那个行会里才能够做生意。
So you're joining a religious group, essentially.
你就是也同样的参加了一个信仰。
How did pagans worship their gods?
那些拜假神的如何来去敬拜呢
？We know that to be feasts, right?
还有
idol worship.
还有拜假神，还有一起宴会。
And literal orgies, sexual morality.
也同样的行淫。
And other unspeakable things.
但更有更多那些难以启口的事情。
So you can imagine to be a Christian there, you would be under a lot of pressure.
如果你成为一个基督徒，在那里会受许多的压力。
Do they go to the feasts and do what they do, or do they?Or do they stand their ground and probably lose their job?
他们是一起去跟他们荒宴呢，还是远离他们？也可能你没有工作。
We know the right answer, but let's be honest, it's not that simple of a decision if you were them.
我们当然知道什么是一个正确的答案，但是如果你是在那个情况下，实在是不好处理的事情。
Now, as we just read, then the letter shows some did and.Some didn't.
在我们读这段圣经的时候，我们知道有一些人就是妥协了，有一些人是站立得住的。
More to say about that in a moment, but let's go to verse 19.
对到第十九节。
And this is the commendation. The commendation.
这里讲到对他们的赞赏、赞扬。
I know your deeds, your love, your faith, your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first.
我知道你的行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你幕后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。
Let's focus on the positives here. You have love.
我们看到这里正面的，他们有爱。
And this is, we looked it up. It's actually agape love.
这里是神的爱。
They care for one another.
他们彼此关心。
There was love there. They have faith.
他们有信心。
Which means.They're trusting the truth that they know.
他们相信那些真理。
Even though they don't know what is coming in the future, they held on to that.
他们不知虽然可能不知道前面发生将来会发生什么事情，但是他们持守所有的。
On top of that, they had service.
他们有勤劳的服侍。
Love produces works of service, doesn't it?
这爱带出这些这个勤劳和服侍来。
Already they have what the Ephesus church does not.
这里面讲到他们有那些以弗所没有的东西。
It's love without sound doctrine, but nevertheless, it's true love.
他虽然有爱，但是没有好的这个真理，但是他们的爱是真实的。
And their faithfulness caused their perseverance, their patience.
他们里面的信心，让他们勤劳，可以忍耐。
We don't want to minimize these virtues.
我们不要就是把这些好的东西变得忽略了。
They're wonderful, really. Our church could learn a thing or two.
这里是很好的，我们在这里的聚会可以向他们学习。
End of verse 19.
在第十九节的末了。
They were doing more than they did at first.
他们现在所行的比起初所行的更多。
The Greek translation reveals is doing more as more in the qualitative sense.
在这个这个希腊原文的里面讲到这里更多更讲到它的质量更好。
It's not that they're doing more service necessarily. It's not like they're increasing their programs or number of meetings.
它并不是说把它的节目搞得更多。
It's about their degree of love, faith.
它讲到这个爱的程度，信心的程度更高。
And this is very good.
这是很好的。
Very unfortunately, that's where the good stuff ends.
很不幸的，这好的东西就结束在这里了。
And we go from the commendation to the complaint.
我们讲到这个主对他们的责怪。
Or condemnation.
对他们的责怪责备。
In verse 20.
在二十节。
But.
但是。
I have this against you. You tolerate that woman, Jezebel.
我有一件事要责备你，就是你容忍那个耶洗别。
Who calls herself a prophet? By her teaching, she misleads my servants, that's Christians, into sexual morality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols.
她称自己为先知，引诱我的仆人们行奸淫，吃这个祭偶像之物。
This, by the way, is exactly what the guilds did, right, when worshiping their gods, as we learned earlier.
这就是这些行会所行的事情。
Despite all their love, faith, deeds, patience, this church had a fatal flaw.
虽然他们有行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，但是他这里面有个致命的错误。
What is it?
是什么呢？
It's tolerating sin.
就是对罪的容忍。
They're probably a very reputable church for all those things.
他可能在其他方面是受赞扬的。
People probably think the church is just fine, good.
人觉得我们的教他们的教会还是不错的。
Just don't count on them taking a strong stand on dealing with sin.
如果他对罪的这种能够站立得住这件事情不算的话，他们还不错的。
Or good doctrine for that matter.
或者是他们好的一个教导。
Everyone should have questions then. Who's Jezebel?
这里面大家一定问题，这个耶洗别是谁呢？
She notice it says here she calls herself a prophet.
她称自己为先知。
But she is not. It's what she calls herself.
她自己并不是先知，就自认为自己是先知。
Apparently, this woman successfully convinced actual.Christians, servants, as it says, to worship idols, sacrifice food, and literally have orgies or commit adultery.
这个妇人去引诱了神的仆人行淫吃祭偶像之物。
To make it worse, the majority of the church was allowing it.
很多大部分的教会的人就允许这件事情发生。
How do we know she was still allowed to do that?
我们怎么知道他是允许这样事情呢？允许他随便这样做呢？
Because she's still there. She was still there.
因为他还在那里。
Nobody was pointing the addressing the elephant in the room.
没有人把这个房间里的一个大象指出来。
The most important problem. So, who's Jezebel? Why was she allowed to gain so far and to have a speaking position like this?
他是谁？他为什么还是在教会里可以教导人呢？
So we need to understand. First,
我们需要明白。
First of all, her name was probably not actually Jezebel.
他的名字可能不是真的叫耶洗别。
Nobody names their children Jezebel.
没有人在称他自己的孩子叫耶洗别。
Would you name your kid Judas?
可能你也不会叫你的这个孩子叫犹大。
Because there was an actual woman in the Old Testament.
在旧约中有这样一个女人的名字。
That did the exact same kind of damage to God's people Israel in the Old Testament.
在旧约中对以色列人也做了同样的损坏。
She was the wife of one of the northern kingdom's king called Ahab.
她是亚哈王在北国的亚哈王的妻子。
Who seduced Israel also to worship Baal.
她欺骗引诱以色列人去拜巴利。
Not the least of which, among other things like killing prophets or stealing people's land.
当然也做了其他的把先知杀死偷别人的产业。
It's just she was bad news every time her name came up.
她只要名字出现就是坏消息。
So I think this woman in Thyatira, her name was either something else or providentially her name actually was Jezebel too.
对，在推亚推拉这个人，他的名字可能真叫耶洗别，也许是其他的名字。
Everything about her can be found between 1 Kings 16 and 2 Kings 9.
在这个耶洗别的故事可以从列王记前和列王记后第九章那里读到。
There are many many things about her, but I couldn't resist to showing you a few of the highlights.
这有很多很多的事情发生，我就给大家一个提几样事情。
First one is in 1 Kings 21.
在这个列王记上第二十一章那里。
First King 21 verse 25.
二十五节。
It says this. There was never anyone like Ahab who sold him to do evil in the eyes of the Lord, urged on by Jezebel his wife.
从来没有像亚哈的，因他自卖，行耶华眼中为恶的事，受了王后耶洗别的宠动。
You see, Ahab was no angel or a saint either.
亚哈并不是一个好人。
But we know from this verse alone who wears a pants in the family.
在这里面谁在家里做主呢？
And then let's go to how she died, because there's just too many verses.
看到她如何去死的。
Second King chapter 9 verse 33.
列王记下第九章。
Verse 33 of Second Kings 9.
第三十三节。
Between this verse and the last reference, the Lord has proclaimed judgment on her already, and this is the fulfillment of it.
从这节和后面的讲到她的死，神如何预言她的死。
Throw her down, Jehu said.
耶户说把她扔下来。
So they threw her down, and some of her blood splattered the wall and the horses as they trampled her underfoot.
他们就把她扔下来，她的血溅到墙上和马上，于是。把她践踏了。
They wanted to bury her because she was the wife of a king. Skip down to drop down to verse 35, and it says.
三十五节。
When they tried to bury her, they found only her skull, feet, hands, and they realized what Elijah prophesied has been fulfilled.
当他去埋葬的时候，只寻找到他的头骨和脚，并他的手掌，讲到以利亚所发的预言是应验了。
She'll be eaten by dogs.
她被狗吃掉。
Her body will be like a piece of dung, so that no one will be able to say, "This is Jezebel."
她的身体就像粪土一样，没有人再说这是耶洗别了。
In other words, you won't even recognize who it is.
你并不看到这个尸首，不知道这人是谁。
That was the end of her.
这是她的结局。
Ironically, Jezebel means pure.
可笑的，他的名字耶洗别的意思是圣洁、纯洁的意思。
But she ruined that name for all of us, didn't she?
实在把他这个名字破损坏了。
Judas is Greek for Judah, which means praise.
在犹大这个名字是敬拜的意思。
So Judas's mom and dad must have had good intentions too, but he ruined that for us too.
从一个希伯来人起犹大这个名字，一定是对他的有一个好的期望。
So let's fast forward 900 years. Here again is this woman dubbed Jezebel doing the same thing.
我们往前快行900年，在推亚推拉里教会里这个耶洗别做同样的事情。
It says by her teaching she misled the servants.
靠着他的教训，他引诱了他的这些的仆人们。
How could she have done this?
他如何这么做的
？What does she actually say?
他说了什么
？The Bible doesn't say. We don't know.
圣经并没有说，我们也不知道他具体说了什么。
But given culture and historical background, we can make some guesses.
我们可以有些猜想。
Might have went something like this.
也许他这样说。
Look, guys, you all work in a guild, right?
你们都在这些行会里工作。
If you don't do what they do, you're not a team player.
如果你不是跟他们做同样的事情，你并不是一个一个 team player.
She might have said, "Well, you need this."
没有团队精神。
Yes, you need this money. You need this job to live.
你需要钱，你需要工作。来生活。
You need it for the service of church. You need to give it to church for the programs that we have.
你需要在教会服侍，你需要奉献，让教会可以一些的程序可以进行下去。
Nobody wants to lose their jobs.
没有人希望能够丢自己的工作。
So look, when they go to those feasts and do those things, just do them. It's okay.
别人也这么做，你也这么做吧。
Remember now, we are under grace, not law.
记得吗？我们现在是在恩典的里面，不是在律法的里面。
This is a time of grace. This
这是恩典的时代。
Something new and fresh. That's how heresies always happen, right?
这些新鲜的、这些奇怪的东西，往往就是那些这个邪道变成开始的。
Every time there's a revival in church history, was it exploring something new or going back?To what we already knew.
每次这个教会的复兴是发现一些新的东西呢，还是回到从前起初呢
？We can understand how that might be attractive.
我们也知道这如何会吸引人的心。
We're under grace, not law. You'll be forgiven anyway. It doesn't matter.
那我们在神的恩典里面，你有一天会得到赦免的，没有问题，继续做吧。
Or she might have appealed to something in philosophy called dualism.
也许他讲到了这些哲学，就是双体论。
And the idea was that the body and the material is separate from the spirit.
这个双体论就是人的身体跟的灵魂是分开的。
Doesn't matter what you do with your body. It's wicked and you can't change it anyway.
身体你不管怎么做都可以，它是邪恶的你没法改变它。
As long as your spirit is committed to Christ,
只要你的灵是完全属主的就可以了。
We don't know what she said, but it could have been something like that. Because you can't just walk into a church and say, "All right, guys, I think it's okay that we commit adultery and sacrifice to idols." You can't just say that.
你也许我不知道具体怎么发生，但是可能猜想这样发生。你不可能找到一个教会里面说，在可以，你可以行淫，你可以拜偶像。
But evidently, whatever she said, it worked.
他不知道他有什么样的教导，但是实在让这些弟兄们跌倒。
What do you think God should do to her?
那神应该如何去处理这件事情，审判他呢
？When I was preparing, my mind immediately went to.To borrow the language of Jesus, whoever causes one of these little ones, that's my servants, the ones who believe in me, to sin.
那我当预备的时候，马上想到耶稣所说的，当任何人让其饺子里面最小的一个人跌倒或者犯罪的时候
，It would be better if what?
那比什么更好呢
It would be better if he.Died a gruesome, painful death.
如果是经历一个很疼痛的死亡，也比这件事情发生的更好。
To tie a heavy rock against around her neck and drown her.
把她的颈项绑在一个磐石上，吊着拖到水里面淹死。
It's better to be that than causing a Christian to sin.
这样子比她的结局，比让另外一个基督徒犯罪的结果是更好的。
So this is a church. She's in a church.
她在一个教会的里面。
Would Jesus discipline her as he does lovingly his children?
那因为爱他自己的儿女的缘故，主不会审判他呢？
No, because she's a false prophet, a false believer.
并没有去修正他，因为他是假先知。
She's a perfect candidate for a millstone around her neck.
他是一个时代最好的适合的这样的一个人，把他这个磐石放在他的脖子上。
Verse 21.
在21节。
I have given her time to repent.
我给他时间让他悔改的机会。
Is that not grace upon grace?
这不是恩典再加上恩典吗？
But she is unwilling to repent.
但是她里面不愿意。
Sin is its own prison, right?
这个罪是她自己的，放在自己的监狱的里面。
I don't care what anyone says, but sin is fun.
不管别人怎么说，有的人我说罪有时候有罪中之乐的。But
it really, that sin really bites.
那这些罪而且会咬住你。And
God's patience will run out one day, and the doors will be closed.
有一天神不再给机会的时候，门就关了。Verse 22. 22节。
Behold, I will cast her on a bed of suffering, or a sick bed.
我要叫她病卧在床上。It's
like God saying, she wants to go to bed, I'll give her a bed.
她如果真想去在床上的话，我给她一个病床。She
wants to go to bed with those men or whatever, I'll give her a bed.
她如果跟那些在床上同寝，我给她一个病床。I'll
give her a bed called hell and she can lie there forever.
那是地狱，她可以永远在那里面。
So we see this is not judgment. It's not discipline, it's judgment.
这不是责备，而是审判。
There's a finality there. I gave her time to repent.
这是最终的结局，我已经给她机会了。
We move on to those, verse 22, to those who commit adultery with her, they will suffer greatly unless they repent and turn away from her evil deeds.
那些与他行淫的，若不悔改所行的，我也叫他同受大患难。This
is distinctive group of people.
这是一群的人，一大群的人。This
is God's servants that actually follow what she does. They're going to go under serious discipline by God.
这是神的仆人，却受了他的引诱，跟随了他。在这里，神要审判他们。Note
that they were not the deceivers; they were the deceived.
他们不是骗人的人，而是被骗的人。There's
a difference there.
有一些的区别。And
they can either repent or get in big trouble with God.
他如果没有再悔改的话，他一定受到很大的亏损。The
natural question to ask then here is how? Discipline how?
他如何来去审判他们呢？
Trouble with what?
什么样的问题呢？
Maybe we can think of a few. One example I thought of is silence.
其中的一个是沉默。
Silence from God.
神的沉默。
Reminded of Proverbs 28:9, which says, to those who turn a blind ear, close your ears to my commands, even their prayer is an abomination.
那对我的话是关闭耳朵的，他们的 祷告也是憎恶的，憎恶的。You're
a child of God. You're serving in church, and you're praying together with your coworkers. But you have hidden sins that you deliberately do not stop and refuse to put down.
你是属神的，你是神的仆人，你在教会里服侍。 你跟其他的同工们一起祷告，但是你祷告的时候，神不听。
When you're praying, God does not listen to you.
你祷告的时候，神不听。对神来说，神是憎恶这样的祷告。
Another one, loss of peace.
另外，失去了平安。
Accusing conscience.
灵里面这个受责备。
Or more severe, maybe sometimes illness.
也许生病。
Relationship fractures, or even death.
也许关系的破裂，甚至死亡。
I have to be careful here. Don't be angry with me. I'm not interpreting it. The Bible actually says this. It teaches this.
我并不是来乱解，而是圣经有这样的讲法。
When we often during Lord's table read 1 Corinthians 11.About the bread and cup thing.
当我们读这个哥林多前书第十一章那里面讲到关于饼杯的教导的时候
the last verse we usually read there is those who did not discern the body drink judgment on themselves.
那些不分辨这是主身体的时候是吃喝自己的罪了
It says after that, we conveniently skip this each time, that is why some of you are weak or sick and some of you have even fallen asleep.
我们常常错就是没有毒的那些就是你们常常里面有软弱得病甚至死亡
I don't know if God has turned us over to that because I don't see people dropping dead
我不晓得神怎么来办这件事情但是我们中间并没有人一下子死掉了
But it's in the Bible like for example in Acts 5 God killed Ananias and Sapphira aboutlying about their offering.
Yeah, 审判也常常在这个圣经的里面，在使徒行传第五章那里面，也是因为对圣灵说谎的审判。
I am not saying each time we get sick, it's a chastening by God, but He has used that method.
我并不是说每次我们得病都是神的审判，而是神会借着疾病来审判。
So let's move on. The last piece of verse 23, it says, beginning of verse 23. And I will strike her children dead.
第二十三节的开始。
This is.
对不起啊，我看一下。
Verse 23, Revelation 2.
Yeah, 我让他的儿女们，让他们党类，要杀死他的党类。
This is yet another group of people.
这是另外的一群人。
Who are Jezebel's children?
这个他的党类或者儿女是谁呢
？There are two main ways, two main interpretations of this.
有两种解释。
First, it's her actual children.
他是自己的儿女。
And second, it might be a group of people who are not only participating but also propagating,
不光是
spreading.
不光是有一些。另外一个解释不光是这些他接受这样的教训而且是传扬这样的教训
spreading her it's like a second generation of lie spreaders or something like that
这是说谎言的第二代
they're going to die
他们会要死亡
so we see here very clearly
我们在这里可以看到
that Jesus Christ wants his church absolutely pure
耶稣基督希望他的教会是完全圣洁的
And sin is not to be tolerated.
罪是不可以容忍的
At this point, let us consider a few lessons possibly for you and me.
我们在这里思想一些我们要学的功课
First thing that comes to mind, first of all, if you're a teacher,
如果你是一个教师
you better be teaching biblical truth.
你一定要需要教导圣经的真理
Better not miss the point of the passage.
不要失去了圣经上的经义。
Lest you misrepresent God and incur, discipline.
代表神代表错了，受到了神的责备。
If you teach Sunday school and the other class has 13 kids and yours only has 2 little girls.
那如果你教这个主日学。在其他的教室里面有13个孩子，但是你只有两个小姑娘。
Take care of what you say to them and teach them, love them.
你要同样的照顾他们，来爱他们。
Don't despise the task.
不要轻忽这样的小事。
Don't end up with a millstone around your neck.
不要交错了，把自己的一个石头磨石放在自己的颈项上。
And if you're in a church that is small, or I guess in Thyatira, or your congregation is small.
如果你在一个小的教会里边，就像推亚推拉一样。
Don't worry about the number of butts in the chairs.
不要讲到多少个人坐在教会的里面。
What does that matter? You're not going to be judged by that.
你并不会因为人数的多少受到审判。
I mean, the church can grow, right? Even if the number of people stays the same.
教会可以增长，虽然人数可能一样，教会一样可以增长。
So I recommend if anyone's doing that, stop it.
如果大家只是看着人数的话，没有必要这么做。
Shepherd the people that God has placed here.
那我们要需要牧养在聚会的人。
The Bible teacher John MacArthur, he said this.
John MacArthur 有这样说。
He said, I'm paraphrasing, but he said something like, I decided many, many years ago that I'm going to take care of the depth of my ministry.
我在多年前我已经决定，我希望在我这个服事的深度上能够加强。
I'll let God sort out the breadth.The width of my ministry.
而是让神来来帮助，让他可以传广出去。
His ministry today spans dozens of languages around. It's listened to around the world.
他的服事有大概可以几达的翻成几达的语言，在全世界被推广。
He's preached about 55 years.
他这样传道了55年。
He's done verse by verse study of the New Testament, every single verse.
他一句一句的分解新约的圣经。
He trains his discipling students. If you're a man of God and you're preaching the word, you only have one job.
他训练他的学生。你如果是你是神的仆人，你有只有一件事情，一个工作。
To understand the word, to preach the word and to live the word. Live the word.
去明白圣经，传扬圣经，也活出圣经的教训。
Wouldn't you agree? That's it.
你同意吗？
And it'll protect us from stupid junk like Jezebel's teaching.
它也保护我们从那些愚蠢的像耶洗别的教训里面，让我们得到保护。
Another thing we can think of is other than being a teacher, you must teach biblical truth is dealing with visible sins.
把一些明显的罪来处理掉。
So when we tolerate sins that are obvious and visible, it's usually because we want to be nice or accepting, right?
也许我们希望能够更接纳别人，变得成一个老好人去，所以接纳一些明显的罪。
Or also very likely we just don't care about it.Whoever it is that we saw doing it.
也许我们就不关心这件事情。
The point is, the church is in bad shape when we do that.
如果这样的话，教会会建在一个破烂的光景的里面。
You might say, what are you talking about? Well,
你在说什么？
Let's say your daughter, who does attend church.
如果你的女儿来教会。
She's under 18. She's under your care.
在你的保护下面，在你的家里住。
She often posts on social media pictures of herself that are a little more revealing, and she's touchy-touchy with all these random guys when she's on vacation with a drink in her hand, stuff like that.
那如果你的她穿的很少的衣服，把她的照片放在这个社交网站的里面，而且跟这个其他的男子动手动脚这样子。
I'm saying this because I've seen it.
我看到这些事情。
Or a bunch of so-called fake friends piling over a bed on vacation, making ridiculous postures and gestures.
那有很多的所谓的这些假的朋友，放在一个一起躺在床上，拍一些照片。
As a parent, if you know it, are you going to ignore that?
如果你是他的父母，你会完全不处理这件事情吗？
She's a Christian. God will deal with it.
他是一个基督徒，神会处理这些事情。
Or maybe she's almost 18 and she wants to move in with her boyfriend.
她快18岁了，她希望跟自己的男朋友同居。
Are you going to tolerate it?
如果你还会容忍这样事情吗？
If you are, you're a monster, to be frank.
如果是你还是允许的话，你自己实在就是禽兽不如。
Because in that case, she's wanting the benefits of marriage without any other responsibilities.
他要得到这个婚姻的祝福，却没有任何婚姻的责任。
And you're letting her do it without saying a thing.
你允许这件事情发生，却没有去责备她。
I mean, if she's not saved, she has a bigger problem. But if she's a self-professing believer,
他没有得救是更大的问题，但是如果他自己承认自己是得救的，
doing that, you're digging both her and your own grave.
如果这样做，实在是你在挖他和自己的坟墓。
We've seen it happen in this church.
我们在这个聚会里面也有这样事情发生。
Suppose we don't ignore it and we do the right thing, right? We point it out to our own kids. Wouldn't it be right, I guess, to do it to others, young adults in the church too, for all brothers and sisters?
那如果我们觉得这样子不对，我们把这件事情向自己的女儿指出，我们是不是也需要这样，在我们教会中的青少年也同样的指出这样的问题呢？
I'm just trying to say tolerating sin is not loving or caring.
我是觉得容忍罪并不是一个爱的表现。
No one's going out there trying to get married with her boyfriend right now, but I can relate a little bit to this about an event that happened many years ago.
在我从多年前，有这件事情发生。
I had a habit of talking to the person next to me during Lord's table and messages.
我在拨饼的时候，跟和信息的时候，跟旁边的人讲话。
One day after the sermon finished,
当这个信息结束之后,
an older sister came up to me.
一个年长的姊妹跟我说,
I don't remember anything she said really, but I do remember the last thing.
我并不记得她具体说了什么，但是我记得一件事情。
Well, she was pointing out my mistake.
她指出她的问题。
And she ended it with saying, enjoy your friendship, okay?
最后她说，你享受你的友谊吧。
She rebuked me gently, lovingly, and I don't remember what she said, but I'll never forget the last phrase.
她责备我，但是我不记得她说了什么，但是最后她说，最后那句话我还记得。
That is an example of not tolerating such things.
这是一个例子，没有容忍不好的事情。
Thirdly,
第三个,
errors in doctrine. Doctrinal errors.
教导上的错误。
Doctrine is just a fancy word for teachings of God.
这个 doctrine 教导就是来教神的话。
This one I think we do pretty well in Bible studies, but maybe not so much with Sunday messages of years past.
在我们可能在圣经的主日学里面做的比较好，但是。 在讲台上并不是很好。
I'm talking about leniency on false teaching.
我们甚至快到了这个错误教导的边缘。
Maybe you heard something preached that was incomplete or missed the focus of the message.
有一些的教导是不完全的，或者是看错了重点。
And you don't want to deal with it. I'd rather just pray for him or her. Pray for him. And then we'll deal with it in the future.
我不用想处理这些事情，我只是为他祷告，以后我们再说。
In 2014, we had a small trip to Changchun in China for a short missions trip. And before the trip, we had some preparatory Bible studies.
2014年去哪里？长春。我们去长春宣道。 在那里之前，我们有一些预备。
Before we went to Northeast China, there was a few gatherings to, you know, to prepare, and we were studying some specific verse just to get to know each other better.
去东北之前，我们在一起读圣经，也彼此的了解。
Oh, and this was the BCTC Church brothers and sisters.
这是 BCTC 教会。
You probably know him, but there was this guy in there. His name was Wayne.
那里面有姓叫 Wayne 的一个弟兄。
Way or something. He's preached here before.
在那里这样的，他在那里讲道。
We were studying a verse. Somebody was sharing, and he suddenly raised his hand. We were sitting in a circle. He raised his hand. He said, "I'm sorry. That is incorrect."
在有一个人在这个分享的时候，他就慢慢的举起手说：“你讲的是错的。”
It means X, Y, Z, and this is why I think so.
应该是这样的，这是我的理由是这样子。
This, by the way, I think is a very good opportunity for us to deal with each other honestly.
这里让我们可以完全的从爱心里面说诚实话。
Not to mention it's a command, right? Tell the truth in love, Ephesians 2.
用爱心说诚实话，这是我们的命令。
Tell me my faults with a loving, of course, motivation.
告诉我的错误用一个爱心来告诉我。
Not to kick my door down or show off what you know about the Bible.
并不是把我的门踢破，而是或者是向我吹嘘你多了解圣经。
I mean, if you come to me at lunchtime afterwards and say to me, I think you said something wrong, and I think this is why you should hear it, I'll be thankful.
如果今天中午你吃饭的时候，您跟我说，我觉得你讲的是错的，我觉得是这样子的，我会很感谢你。
We should all be thankful for it.
我们应该对别人的纠正，应该都是要感谢主的。
Pastor Paul Washer said this.
Paul Washer 这样说。
Your best friend is the one that tells you the most truth.
你最好的朋友是告诉你真理的朋友。
Doing these things, you know, restores fellowship, fosters love, and frankly, purifies our gathering.
做这些事情，让我们可以关系恢复，可以彼此相爱，而且what's the last one? Sorry.
And purifies the church.
让我们教会得到洁净。
How would you like to be in a church where everybody is caring about the truth, reprimanding each other, forgiving each other.
那你多希望在一个教会里面，爱真理，能够为真理站立得住，彼此激励。
Or do you want to be in a church that's all lovey-dovey and tolerant?
还是你到一个教会里面，它只是显出外面的爱，彼此的忍耐。
Positive, encouraging, never rains on your parade.
从来不提出有问题的事情。
That's a distinguishing mark of false prophet, isn't it?
这是完全的一个错误的教导的一个象征。
If you want that, you can go to Joel Osteen's church.
Oh, okay.
It's a mega church, pastor.
He's no longer there. So, 如果你到想到这样的聚会，你可以到其他的那种大型聚会的里面去。
This is a church where they're all wishy-washy and says a lot of ridiculous junk.
在那里面讲了很多很多不符合圣经的东西。
Stuff like you were made to win, love yourself.
你讲到说你要得胜，你要爱自己。
Verse 23.
23节。
The last part.
后半部分。
Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds.
众教会知道我是那查看人心肺腑心肠的。
The other churches didn't know there was some water under the bridge in Thyatira.
别的教会并不知道在这个推亚推拉的教会的桥下面有水。
They will know that they had a major issue and God dealt with it.
大家都知道那里面他有重大的问题，神来处理这样的问题。
They didn't know, but God knew.
他别的教会不知道，但是神知道。
So very simply, he's the one who searches hearts and mind.
这里面讲到他是鉴察人的心肠肺腑的。
And then he adds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds.
我要照你们的行为报应个人。
The Lord here might have said that because if you are part of that congregation and you're sitting there as an obedient member,
如果你坐在那里成为一个顺服的一个成员，
and you suddenly hear about Jezebel and the bed of sickness, judgment, harsh trouble, discipline, and all that stuff,
你听到这个耶洗别和他的病床等等许多的审判的话，
you might start to panic.
你可能觉得惧怕。
Lord, are you going to blow me away like everyone else?
你真的要把我给抓走吗？就像所有人一样？
No, Jesus said, I'm going to repay you according to your deeds.
这里并不是，而是说报应你们，按照你自己的行为来报应个人。
I'm not going to execute a blanket judgment on a place.
我并不是把这个同样的报应到所有的人那里面。
I know who's mine and who's not. I know who's following Jezebel and who's not.
我知道谁是真的，谁是假的，谁跟从了耶洗别，谁不是跟从耶洗别。
Because look at verse 24 and 25.
24-25节那里说。
Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you, to those of you who do not hold her teachings and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets.
至于你们推啊推啊，其余的人就是一切不从那教训，不晓得他们素常所说撒旦深奥之理的人，我告诉你们。
If you don't hold on to her teachings, these warnings are not for you.
如果你没有去遵从他的教训，这个审判是跟你无关的。
And then more words of comfort. It says, I will not impose any other burden on you except hold on to what you have until I come.
我不将别的担子放在你们身上，但你们已经有的总要持守，只等到我来。
I will not add anything else to your plate.
我并不是给你加更多的负担。
Because you have enough to deal with.
你有很多很多的事情需要处理。
The next nearest church is 30 miles away. It's not like you have an option.
第二，下一个，另外一个聚会是30里之外，你没有其他的选择。
No more burden. Isn't that great?
没有其他的担子。
These are words of comfort.
这是安慰的话。
I wanted to highlight this because everything else I said as I was preparing, I was like, man, this is really doom and gloom. Everything's so negative.
我在这里要这个让大家看重这句话，其他的话好像都是很让我们里面觉得很伤感的。
So not only did Christ comfort them, he goes on further with two, not one, two promises.
不光是他安慰了他们，而且给他们两个应许。
26-28节。To the one who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations, that one will rule them with an iron scepter and dash them to pieces like pottery, just as I have received authority from the Father.I will also give that one the morning star.
一个就是要得胜，要遵守命令到底，都要治权柄，制服列国，并用铁杖管辖他们，如摇杖把瓦器打得粉碎。另外一个就把晨星赐给他们。
So the first promise, authority over the nations.
第一个，这个权柄制服列国。
The most natural way to understand that can mean only one thing. They're going to reign with Christ in the literal 1,000-year millennial kingdom.
我知道他们要跟神跟耶稣跟基督一同在这个千年国中一同作王。
You've been beaten down by this Jezebel, but when the time comes, you'll get to do some beating of your own.
你被耶洗别打倒，但是时间到了，你要掌权，你要管辖。
When the curse is reversed, when children play with snakes, when the lion lies down with the lamb, all that stuff.
当这个这个诅咒已经过去，当这个孩子可以毁蛇一同玩，可以这个羊跟狮一同吃草一样。
Yeah, I have no idea how that's going to be. I guess we'll just have to take it by faith, but it's a great promise and it's really a relief.
我们并不知道天堂是怎么样，但是我们只能够用信心来接受，只是来赐我们让我们可以完全的得到释放。
Oh, this isn't heaven. This is literal the millennial kingdom.
这是这个千年国的现象。
We can probably stew on this for a long time, and be thankful for it.
我们可以这样持续下去，我们要感谢主。
I have no clue what that'll be actually be like. The second one, second promise.
第二个。
Morning star.
晨星。
I'm gonna give you the morning star.
晨星。
What's the morning star?
晨星是什么呢？
Revelation 22:16 says this.
在这个启示录第二十二章第十六节这样说。
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this testimony for the churches.
Revelation 22:16. 我耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明。
I am the root and the offspring of David.And the bright morning star.
我是大卫的根，是他的后裔，我是明亮的晨星。
I'm going to give you the I'm going to give you authority over the nations, and I'm going to give you myself and eternal life.
我要给你们权柄，也把我自己赐给你们，让你们得到永生。
Honestly, I think I'm good with just the second one. I don't even care about the first one.
对我来说，第二个就很好了，我不管第一个。是对我来说不是很在乎的。
So to close, I want to just review a few things.
来这样复习一下，来就结束。
First of all, the Lord knows who belongs to Him.
Sorry. 神知道属于他的人。
And who does not, right?
也知道谁不属他。
Should you be afraid because you love your sin and have not repented unto salvation?
你如果是爱现在罪中之乐的里面，并没有这个悔改接受福音救恩。
Should some of us be fearful because we're afraid that even though we're exhibiting virtues of being a Christian, we still have sins undealt with?
我们有没有惧怕？虽然我们喜爱那些美好的事情，但是我们里面还有许多罪并没有处理。甚至那些我们明显的罪，我们自己拒绝去处理。
Or maybe we should be comforted because we, as far as we know, we are we're not weighed down by our sins and our conscience is clear.
也许我们应该得到安慰，因为我们不被罪所抓住，让我们下沉，不能前行。
I think to a pretty great level, we know where we stand, and so does God.
我们应该自己所处的光景，神更知道。
The other one was the seriousness of sin in the church.
第二个在教会中的罪。
And how we should deal with it.
我们应该如何来处理？
Did you get that from the text?
你如果从这段圣经里面我们读到了吗？
We're commanded, right? We need to live it out. Anywhere from pointing out gently or severe rebuke.
无论是我们温柔的指出，或者是严重的责怪，我们需要这样做。
But always done in the from a position of love and care.
我们应该从爱心里面来这样去处理。
Do we care for each other's souls honestly?
我们真爱彼此的灵魂吗？
Shame to say, not really, personally, not as much as I know I should be.
还是我们觉得我们还不够。
There's before we came to this church, when we were still in the Kearney church.
当我们还在 Kearney 一起聚会的时候。
After sermon, there was one of the Sunday classes.I don't remember the whole structure, but I remember it was behind the podium on the left side behind the piano. There was a little room.
在这个这个教堂就是讲台的后面有个小房间。
Why am I mentioning this? Because there was another instance of an older brother.
另外一个老弟兄。
wasn't quite as old then, but he, I have no idea, I don't remember what the heck I was doing or not doing.
我不记得我当时做了什么,
but he called me aside, sat me down in that room.
他把我叫出来, 放在, 叫到那个小房间里面去,
I remember where I sat, where he sat.
我不记得我做了什么, 说了什么, 或者他说了什么,
and again, I don't remember anything he said.
我也不记得他说了什么,
not even the last sentence.
我最后一句话也不记得了,
but I remember thinking while being reprimanded.
我, 但是我记得我被责备,
boy, this is dead, this is, this, this sucks.
这是很糟糕的事情, 让我很不习惯。
But afterwards, I had another immediate reaction.
后来我有一个反应,
and that was, he cares for my soul.
他关心我的灵魂。
I shouldn't be offended, he cares for my soul enough to do that.
我应该不觉得, 觉得难受, 而是他爱我的灵魂。
So we wish that His Word and His Spirit will help us to live it out.
我盼望, 祂的话和祂的灵来帮助我们可以活出来。
Lord, we thank you for your for these letters to your seven churches, and we're grateful for the lessons therein.
主，我们感谢你对三个七个教会所说的话。 也就是我们对你的献上我们的一切的感谢。
May you help us to be sensitive to sin.
让我们帮助我们对罪的事情有更加的敏感。
Not only other sins, but our own.
不光是别人的, 而是我们自己的罪。
May you help us to have enough discernment to recognize false teaching.
也让我们可以能够分辨什么是错误的教导。
Lord, we're so thankful that we are situated in a church that that the source of authority is your word.
我们感谢主在我们的聚会里面, 你的话, 是有权柄的。
Please show us where we fall short and help us to take an honest look at ourselves.
让我们看到自己所, 这个的短处, 而也让求你灵来光照我们。
And may the Spirit speak to anyone who has ears.
让我们知道如何去行, 也让你的, 灵, 像我们有耳的, 都应该听到你的话。
Change us, empower us, and guide us.
真是让我们里面火热, 让我们里面有力量, 也引领我们。
We plead and pray in the precious name of our Savior Christ.
这样祈求祷告, 是奉我们救主, 基督的名。 Amen.